Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner, and joining me this morning is world-renowned Russian comedian Yakov Smirnov. He will be performing at the Missouri Theater in St. Joseph tomorrow evening. Yakov, thank you for joining me this morning. I want to start out by kind of bluntly asking you how the pandemic has affected your stand-up comedy routine.
Well, the show that I do in Branson is called Laugh Your Mask Off. So it's very focused on pandemic, and I mean, at least in the first portion of the show, it's very much about that because everybody's on the same page. Everybody tries to figure out, you know, why we run out of toilet paper, why we need to do Zoom calls with the doctor and stuff like that. So it gives you a lot of funny material when you are describing a Zoom call with the doctor when it's very uncomfortable to do your own prostate exam.
You know, when I was doing my research, I saw you got married before the pandemic. So is there a little bit of humor in that as well, being that the situation is you're newlyweds who are then confined in a place together because of the lockdown?
I think so. I mean, I talk about I have a little bit talk about my wife and I going to Bali, Indonesia, to avoid all the mandates and stuff like that. So I do talk about this somewhat, yes.
I mean, obviously, you know, during the first few months of the lockdown, you probably had a ton of time, but how long have you been working and crafting this show that you'll be performing?
I think it's a work in progress all the time. I very much, it reflects my life. So if I am talking about coming to America or getting married, getting a divorce, getting remarried, and explaining what my thought process for all of this is, what I try to do, kind of take them on the journey of my life, so they can see, and they're really appreciative. And also, the pandemic affected people in terms of their understanding of America. And my, catchphrase, "What a country!" I have to prove to them that it still is what a country. And so that probably goes a long way today, when we're so divided, and I'm still trying to give people hope that it's all going to be okay.
Over your decades-long career, you've had several stand-up comedians say you were a huge influence on them, or that they grew up watching you or both. Some of those that I kind of noticed were Dave Chappelle and Conan O'Brien. Now I don't want to take anything away from what you do, because you are popular and funny and, you know, your own regard. But is it surreal to have guys, you know, who have dozens of Netflix specials or hosted a late night comedy show for decades? Is it surreal to have those guys approach you and be like, "I love your work. You're a huge influence on me"?
It's very humbling to feel that way. But it happened when I kind of started my life in Branson in 1993, and it wasn't because I was trying to get away from Las Vegas or Atlantic City. What happened, the Soviet Union collapsed, and at that point, David Letterman had a top 10 list of things that will now change, and I made number one on the list, that Yakov Smirnov will be out of work. And I thought it was humorous, but 6 months later, none of my contracts in Vegas, Atlantic City, Reno, Tahoe, none of them were renewed. So I joke about this in my show. I say that I start looking for a place where they did not know that the Soviet Union collapsed. And I ended up in Branson, Missouri, and they still don't know. And I'm not telling.
I'm really bad at transitions, but the mentioning of the Soviet Union kind of leads in my next question. It seems like for years now, relations between the U.S. and Russia are starting to go back to Soviet-era tensions. So I guess I'm curious, how do you feel about that?
I don't know in this situation what I'm seeing a lot of things that I saw in the Soviet Union that are becoming normal in America, which I never thought that they would be. Like, if you look at the political correctness, for example, that phrase was coined by Vladimir Lenin in 1917. And that was people who were politically correct are the ones that bought into ideology of communism or socialism. And they and the rest of the people who didn't buy into it were whether destroyed or whether they were sent away or whatever. And so unfortunately, you know, when I see that's kind of that's creeping into American culture, American society, it worries me. But I'm also hopeful that America is self-curing country and will be able to see it, you know, and that, so that does worry me.
You know, I'm actually kind of glad you brought that up, because a lot of comedians now kind of touch on that idea where they don't want to draw the ire of woke culture. Is that something you've gotten concerned about when you are writing your material, or you think of a good joke, but then you kind of hold back or have to craft it because you're worried about how someone will take it the wrong way? Or even when you're performing, are you concerned that when you're telling a joke that someone's going to whip out their phone and just record you and try to start a controversy?
All the time. Absolutely. It's all the time you censor yourself. And even if the audience kind of wants to, I have a lot of conservative people in the audience, and they, and I do kind of improvise part of my show. And you never know what they might say, and I need to react. The neutral, I want to stay neutral. I don't want to fuel the fire that's already blazing. So yeah, I definitely feel that, and do have to be, it reminds me a little bit when we had the Department of Jokes in the Soviet Union, which was part of Ministry of Culture. And you had to submit your material to the, and the bureaucrats would tell you what's funny, what's not funny. So it's a shame. And when I came to America, it was such freedom that you could literally say whatever you want. And if people liked it, they came to see you. If they didn't like it, they didn't. You know, I was roommates with Andrew Dice Clay for 3 years, and I was there during that a rise of Andrew Dice Clay. And, you know, there are stadiums of people would come and watch that show, because he could say whatever he wanted to say. And nobody was, people chose to go or they chose not to like it.
We're talking with world-renowned Russian comedian Yakov Smirnov. He'll be performing at the Missouri Theater in St. Joseph tomorrow evening at 7:30. So, you know, other than jokes, laughs, and what I assume will be a great evening, what is it that you're hoping people take away from your stand-up?
I think what comes across, I talk a lot about my, just basically through my stories, I tell people what it was like living in a communal apartment with 9 other families in 1 bathroom. You know, I mean, they get the picture. I'm not preaching anything. I'm not saying anything more than just telling my story. However, the story gives them a clear picture of what is going on and somewhat paralleling to where what's happening in America. And they get it. And then I talk a lot about relationships And that's also a very fulfilling part for me to be able to give people some insight on what men and women want and how important it is for them. And so they walk out with that knowledge. And then in the end, it's just my love for America that I, you know, have that comes across to them. And when I sign autographs after the show, a lot of people say to me, thank you for restoring the hope that we are losing. And thank you for bringing that reminding us of who we are.
Okay, so I only got like one more question. And this was something I was surprised to learn when I was going over some research. And I think there's probably going to be a lot of people who are surprised about this as well. But outside of stand-up, you're actually a painter. And I find that fascinating that you have two different outlets of which to be creative and communicate with people. And I looked at some of your paintings, and they're very bright, they're very colorful, they're very patriotic. And I guess that kind of leads me to a question of what have you been drawing inspiration from lately? Because I think regardless of red or blue, left or right, or, you know, whatever background we may have, since the pandemic, things have been kind of bleak in America and around the world. So what do you draw your inspiration from in dark times like this?
When the pandemic started, I bought for my wife just a bouquet of gladiolus. I think that's like those pretty flowers. And they were all closed. They were closed, and then over the 2, 3, 4 days, they opened up, and they were red, white, and blue. And so to me, I painted that painting as my, again, reassurance to myself that America will blossom again in those red, white, and blue colors.
All right. Those are all questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I didn't. I was about to tell you, but I kind of got sidetracked about you were asking me earlier about people who come over and, you know, and tell me about their appreciation of me being a comedian in the 80s and how, like, Jim Gaffigan Louis C.K., I mean, all of those people, I didn't even know they know me. I had so many surprises when they, you know, I say, can I take a picture with you? And they say, only if you let us take a picture with you. And it's like, really? Why? Why would you want? Adam Sandler was one of the people. I'm thinking, how do you know about me? And he said, I grew up watching you. You know, and I learned a lot of things from you. So that humbles me and surprises me when it happens. And obviously, it's, and I go, when I'm in Los Angeles, I still go to the Comedy Store. And that's kind of like my home. It's been now 40 years that I go there. And I perform on the same stage with like Joe Rogan, or Chris D'Elia, or whoever is hot at this time. And I come out on stage and I do my part of my show, and people like it still, even in that environment. I actually had a Netflix producer who does documentaries approached me, and we signed a contract that they're going to be doing a documentary on my life, and he saw me in one of those shows at the Comedy Store before the pandemic.
I have not heard about that. Is that documentary still in the works?
The deal has been made, but the pandemic is still kind of ties everybody's hands in terms of like when we're going to film this, but it is happening. Something also your listeners might like to hear. Ryan Reynolds, that's another, there's another example, crazy example. Ryan Reynolds. I was in Bali in Indonesia last year. And his office reached out to me, says, we want to do a commercial with Ryan and you. And I said, what's it about? And he has this Aviation American gin that his brand of gin. And so they came up with the script that because I'm not a vodka man, I'm actually gin man, that I'm going to legally change my name from Smirnoff to Aviation American Gin. And that spot, we filmed it in Bali, and it shoot, they shoot, I asked them, when are they going to show it on the internet? And they said on the vodka day. I didn't even know there was a vodka day. And it's October 4th, so it will be a couple of days after my show in St. Joe, but your audience might. And I asked them also, I said, how does Ryan even know about me? And he said, he learned comedy watching you. So there you go.
I honestly feel like you have hundreds of stories like that. And there's probably tons of famous people out there that, you know, have grown up listening to you or watching you that have yet to tell you how much of an impact you've made on them. Some question I just thought of, has there been a contemporary famous individual that's wanted a photograph or autograph, but you just didn't know who they were?
I can't think of that.
Sorry, weird question that just kind of popped in my head. And I think the reason it popped in my head is because I've attended San Diego Comic-Con for years now. And when I first started going, it was kind of like, oh, there's so-and-so of Star Trek. And, oh, there's what's-his-face of Walking Dead. And last time I went, before the pandemic kind of ruined everything, it was kind of like, oh, there's so-and-so of TikTok. And, oh, I watched that guy's YouTube, and I'm just kind of clueless who they are.
I guess the answer is yes, because at the Comedy Store, there are a lot of upcoming stars. I don't watch a lot of television. So yes, there have been a couple of instances where I would have to ask, you know, who is that? Who is that person? They say, oh, he's, you know, very, very popular now. He's got his TV show, and I didn't know.
All right. Thank you for coming on this morning. Once again, that is world-renowned Russian stand-up comedian Yakov Smirnoff. He'll be in St. Joseph this weekend performing at the Missouri Theater tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation.